Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is life to those who find it. It is health and healing to our flesh. Father, as we open your word today, I pray for revelation, knowledge, and understanding to come. And I thank you that faith will come. We give you the praise and glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, say this. This is my Bible. This is God speaking to me. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I'm a believer. Therefore I'm a receiver. I do believe. I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Let's give our podcast listeners a nice hand clap this morning. We're glad they're listening. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to finish up today. This will be part do about fighting your fight. And we know that the fight that we fight is supposed to be a good fight because we are supposed to win. Amen. We don't win when we quit. Right? But it doesn't cause us to fail if we get back up.
That's right.
Remember, the Bible's, we're more than conquerors, right? See, we're supposed to be overcomers.
Amen.
Amen. We're to overcome the world, just as Jesus overcame death and hell and overcame. How many things did he overcome? Amen.
Right.
We're to be overcomers. We're to overcome the enemy and the things that he has thrown at us, right? And in order for us to overcome, we first and foremost, we can't quit. We can't quit, right? We've got to continue. Continue going forward. You've all heard the saying, two steps forward, one step back, right? You know, every time I take a step forward, I take two steps back. You know, this is what the world thinks, right? And they even speak this stuff, right? They speak it out of their mouth. Well, you're right. Because we believe that you will have what you say. We finished last week in Luke 17:5, so let's go there real quick. But, well, let's go to Timothy first. How about that? Let's go to Timothy. Since we're talking about fighting our good fight of faith, let's go back to our ramp off scripture. Our jump off, as Pastor used to call it. 1 Timothy 6. Praise the Lord. All right, now, here we are in verse 12 of 1 Timothy chapter 6. It says this, fight the good fight of hope. Oh, wait a minute. No, it doesn't say hope, does it? It says, fight the good fight of good works.
No.
Oh, no, that's not it either. Fight the good fight of trying not to sin. Dang it. I'm missing it here. What does it say? Fight the good fight of faith. Faith. We're not to worry about, oh no, I can't sin. Why? Jesus took care of it. Yeah, you don't want to sin.
Yeah,
you do your utmost not to, right?
Amen.
But when she pushes you, you know you some, I mean, no. What do we do? What do we do? Right. It can't be, oh, this is all I can think about. No, we fight the good fight of faith. I don't sin by faith. I live, the Bible says, just shall live, right, by faith. So I don't live my life, oh, God, make sure I don't sin. No, I don't sin by faith. By faith, I work that out, see? By faith, I know God is alive, even though the devil tries to tell me he's not. I know by faith I'm saved, even though the devil tries to tell me I'm not. Right? I know that I am wealthy beyond all imagination, even though the devil tries to tell me I'm not. The bank tries to tell me I'm not. Bill collectors try to tell me I'm not. I don't believe a word they say. Why? Because my God said, Jesus became poor so that I through his poverty now might be made rich. Oh, so guess what? I'm rich. I'm rich. All right. When I bought my first house, the guy's last name was Rich. And he had one of those posts out in the yard, you know, and it has a little name tag on it. And it was cast iron. I mean, this stuff was hard as rock.
Yeah.
And it's in white letters. It was black with white letters. It said, Rich.
Yeah.
I left it up.
Mr. Rich.
I'm not going to change it to Wilcox. I'm Rich.
Right.
Why not? Everybody goes by this. Yep, there's Rich.
Yeah.
All right. I'll take that. Why? Confessing over me that I'm rich? I'll take it.
That's
Amen. So we fight the good fight of faith. Ha, I got to get back to it. Got excited and started preaching. Go on. Fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. Well, how do we lay hold on eternal life? By faith, we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and we are saved. How? By faith. It's by faith. Amen. We lay hold of eternal life by faith. To which you said, he says, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Wow. Now, let's go back to Luke 17:5. We confess the what? The good confession.
Yeah.
The good confession. Luke 17:5. So we fight the good fight of faith. We wage a good warfare. Because a good warfare is the only way you can have a good fight. Right? We can't wave bad warfare. We can't throw sloppy bombs. We have to have smart bombs.
Yeah, come on.
Amen?
Yeah.
I mean, right? With smart bombs. We can't have dumb phones that, you know. Do you know millennials don't even know what a rotary phone is?
Oh, no.
There was a funny commercial about that. Not a commercial. It was like a YouTube thing or whatever. And you know what the girl was trying to do? And the mom was teaching her what a rotary phone was because she didn't know what it was. So she's looking at this rotary phone, and you know how she's trying to dial? Boom, 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 boom. She's sitting there hitting the buttons instead of doing the rotary things. That was hilarious. Anyway, but why did I get into that? Anyway, because it's a smartphone now. See, amen. We wage a good warfare, right? We fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. We got to make sure that every faith statement connects to the Word. Every faith statement, what he said, your good confession. Well, the good confession is what connects to the Word.
Amen.
That you know in your heart, that's going to be a good confession because it connects to the Word. Amen. So Luke 17:5 says this, says, and the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. Do what? Increase our faith. So obviously they had what?
Faith.
Yeah, they had faith, but they wanted it increased. Increase, he said. Lord, increase our faith. So the Lord said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you.
Amen.
Now, we talked about this last week. If you can't see it, you won't believe it. We used to say a saying, if you can't see it, you won't say it. If you won't say it, you'll never see it.
That's right.
Say that again. If you can't say it, you won't see it. And if you won't see it, you'll never see it. Say it. Say it. If you can't say it, you won't see it. If you won't see it, you'll never say it. There we go. We've got to see it here. The only way we see it here is by picturing it from here. When we picture it from the Word of God, he just told me that if I say to that mulberry tree, get up and get in the sea, that mulberry tree would... Okay, I want to see this now. The mulberry tree just got up. Now he's rocking. He's cruising over by the sea. He just jumped into the sea. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Why? The reason I can see it is because it's right here. And see, my God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he not said, and will he not do? Has he spoken it, and will he not make it good? Obviously, he would. Because what? Our God will not be mocked.
That's right.
Oh, we're getting down now. So he says, Lord, increase our faith. If you have faith as a mustard seed, you will
say.
You will what?
Say.
You'll say. You'll say. If you have faith as a mustard seed. You know how small a mustard seed is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very small. It's like a grain of pepper. You know. But in a mulberry tree, it's very thick when it grows. Very thick. It's full, very full. And the root system is really entangled and entwined. It's strong. But coming from that little bitty seed. So if you just have faith as a mustard seed, that thing will grow. Your faith now will grow to the thickness of a mulberry tree. Think about that now. So now I can see it. I can see that, okay, I got faith. He said, if you got faith as a mustard seed, you will. We've gone through this so many times. You will say. You will say. Right? You will what? You will say. Now, What do we want to say? What the Word says. Speak the Word only. Amen. Speak the Word only. So we only want to say what the Word says. Well, we all have. How are we going to know what the Word says?
Read it.
I guess got to get in there and read it. Read it. Don't take the preacher's word for it. You want to know why? He could be wrong. His theology could be a mess. Don't take the preacher's word for it. Look at the Word. If what he is preaching is not lining up with what the Word says, don't hate the preacher. Just toss that part in the garbage. You know, you go to a smorgasbord, right? Oh, they got lots of good food, man. I mean, there's steak over there, you know. There's asparagus. Nope. But there's steak. Yep. So, you know, I like the preacher. I like the smorgasbord. I don't dig asparagus. I was ruined when I was a kid. I had a soggy one. That did it for me. There wasn't enough cheese in there to drown that thing. So I don't kick the preacher out. I don't kick everything else that he says out, right? I let that one fall to the ground because that one doesn't line up with the Word. Let it line up with the Word. What we confess, what we say with our mouth, if we're going to fight a good fight, it's got to connect to the Word. So we must speak the Word only. So we go to the Word, we find out what the Word says about our healing. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. And by his stripes, I'm healed.
Amen.
Now that's the Word, right? What I just spoke connects to the Word. Thank you, Father, then, because of what you've said in your Word, I'm healed.
Hallelujah.
By the stripes of Jesus Christ. What I just said connected to the Word, but it was what I said by faith. I said it by faith. It connected to the Word. Speak the Word only, right?
Yes.
I said it with my mouth. I believe it in my heart. All right. So, the tree ain't moved yet. That stupid tree is still sitting there. But it will. Why will it? Because I continue to say it. And the reason I say it is because I see it. See, here's the thing. You're not going to say, there's a fire, if you don't see a fire. You're not going to say, there's smoke, if you don't see smoke.
Uh-huh.
Right? There's snow again, and it's May. No, don't say it. You won't say what you can't see. Amen? Understand what I'm saying? You're not going to say, man, she's pretty. You ain't going to say that unless she's pretty, and you've seen it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I said when I saw her. Man, she's pretty. How you doing? You know. And now I've been married 26 years. It's great. So we've got to see it, picture it, but it can't just be here. Where's it got to go? It's got to be in the heart. You got to know it by heart. It's got to be in the heart. It's got to be in the heart. First of all, I know I have at least the mustard seed size faith. I know it. Everyone's been dealt. Aha, you got it. Everyone has been dealt the measure of faith. So, I know we all in this room have faith.
Amen.
Some are in different levels than others of faith, but we are all faith people. We all live by faith. Now, we may live by faith in certain areas stronger than others do. For instance, I know that if I lay hands on the sick, they will recover. I've seen it happen too many times for me to not ever believe that, right? But I don't know that I could believe money raining out of the sky. I just don't know that I could believe that. I don't know that I could see that. I don't see that. I see quail. Don't I? Right? I see quail raining out of the sky. Manna raining out of the sky. Rain raining out of the sky. Waves standing up. I mean, wow. Can you think about all the mighty works that have gone on in the Word of God? And they're all true. Because, see, this is truth. See,
amen.
This is the way, the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus became the Word. He became flesh and he dwelt among us. It says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So Jesus is the Word. So everything in here is the truth. So, wow. I mean, really? Stacked up water? So the world will try to tell you it was only 6 inches. Stack 6 inches up for me.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Stack 3 inches. Man. Yeah. And then drown your army in 6 inches. Do what you got to do, man. Stack that water up. You think you can see that? The only reason I can see it is because it's here. It's here, see? So I see it now. Wow. I mean, really? See, this is why the word says God's people not be begging for bread.
That's right.
We're not have to beg for bread. Why? Because quail will show up.
Right.
I'll take turkey this time, God. But here's the thing. See, they weren't happy with what they had with manna.
Amen.
And they began to complain.
Yeah.
So what? Even though they complained, God's mercy was so great that he stopped the manna and he threw quail at them. Eat that. Now you're full, right? Even though they complained, God still loved them enough and was merciful to bless them. He doesn't like complaining, right? He wants us to be happy with what he's giving us and trusting. Absolutely. Amen. He wants us to be blessed. He wants us. See, he wants us to have what we need. But if we can't picture it from here into here and drop it into I believe. When I believe, I know I have.
That's right.
When I believe, I know I have. How do I get that faith to increase? Now, listen, Jesus told them how to increase their own faith. He said, say. The more you say it, the more it will increase.
Amen.
Basically, it's what he's telling them. The more you say it, the more your faith will increase. The more that tree will begin to grow and strengthen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So, I want my faith to increase. I know I have faith, I'm just not sure I have enough faith. Maybe to get past this, oh man, I'm just not right. I got to what? I have to believe it.
Right.
It's got to be in here.
Amen.
And if I can't get it from here into here, it's still stuck up here, and then that's hope.
That's right?
It's, you can picture it, but you haven't got it here, then it's still hope. We've got to get it from here as hope to down into here as confident expectation.
That's right.
That what I say will come to pass.
Amen.
Can you picture a mulberry tree pulling itself up now, right? And see, this is what God's trying to get us to do. Yes, I can picture it. Why do I pick? Because it's right here and this is the truth. This is the truth. I believe it. Some things are very hard to picture. They're not hard to believe because it's in here. So for me, it's not hard for me to believe it because it's in the written word of God. So I don't care how crazy the story might be or how unimaginable this thing picture is. I believe it.
Amen.
I believe it. And that's where we've got to get to. We've got to get to that point where the word said it, then I believe it. So now I'm going to speak it. So that way I can not only increase my faith, but receive by faith.
Amen.
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 And the more I say it, guess what? The more I'll increase in faith.
Amen.
The more I say it, the more I will see it.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. All right. So Jesus told him very, very easily, very, very simply, very, very, here's how you do this. He said, increase our faith, Lord. Jesus said, well, if you'll say, and he gave them something that they really couldn't picture, a mulberry tree by itself. Now getting up, jumping in the sea. They'd never seen that before, I'm sure, because it's not recorded that it had happened anywhere else. But they knew who was talking to them. They knew this was the Son of God. They knew who this was. Peter made it very clear. So it's got to be true, right? If Jesus said that the mulberry tree will do that because I said it would do it, and it has to because I say it. See, it has to. He said it. All right, look. He said there's a very key word in here now. Yeah, I heard that from Dad. Oh, boy. In verse 6, you see that there's a very important word. And it's at the second to last word. What is that word?
Obey.
Obey. It, talking about the mulberry tree, would obey you. It would obey what you say.
Amen.
It doesn't have a right not to. It doesn't have a right. You are ruler here, understand? You got to remember now, we are here to dominate.
Amen.
In this earth. We are over the fish of the sea.
Amen.
We are over the fowl of the air. We are over every creeping thing that creepeth. Right? All because of Adam now. We got to work by the sweat of our brow. Thank you very much, Adam, by the way. But we can also, by faith, get what we need, see. And this is what he's trying. This is how Adam worked. You understand? This is how Adam worked in the garden. He told the mulberry tree, hey, you're covering up that area that I need to have sunshine. Get over here. Get over here. And that dude would get up and go over there and do what he said.
Yeah, that's right.
He didn't have a shovel. He didn't have a, you know, garden hoe, thatch rakes. He didn't have none of that stuff. He just told it what to do. He said with his mouth. Why did he say that? Because he was given charge over the garden. See, you're in charge. You are in charge over the finances of your life. You are in charge over the health of your body. You are in charge over your children, whether they like it or not. They don't have a right to die.
Amen.
They don't have a right to serve the devil.
Amen.
Or else. Because my mama killed. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I got saved because I thought she might kill me. Never know. Bottom line, I got saved. So praise God. But see, we are here to dominate this earth, to dominate our surroundings, dominate our circumstances. Any situation that comes, we are to dominate it. And if it's not a good one, we overcome it. We conquer it. Why? Because, see, it has to obey us. It has to. The situation has to be obedient. Why? Because, see, you have faith.
Amen.
You have faith. I don't know how big your faith is or how little your faith is. Doesn't matter. Just start saying.
That's right.
Say.
Yeah.
And let that guy increase. Let that faith increase in you. Amen. And guess what? Eventually, it will obey you.
It will.
Right? I really got to move on now. All right. So if you have faith, you will say.
Yeah.
Your faith must obey you.
Amen.
Just as that tree now must obey you. It was spoken by faith. So it is your faith that must obey you. Now, you know, there are people that have faith for wealth, money. And then there are people that have faith that they're broke. Okay, you understand what I'm saying now? See, you can have faith for the wrong thing. There are people that have faith that they might get in a car accident.
Oh,
yes.
And guess what?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. There's people that have faith that they won't fly because if they fly, they're going to die.
Mm.
They have faith that the plane's going down. These things can't fly. I don't get it. But it's the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah, it is.
It is the coolest thing for a plane to fly. If a man can make a plane fly, then God can do anything. And that's the simplest way to think about it. You know, if man can do that, my God is so much greater.
Yeah.
He created the man.
Yeah, right.
Gave man the idea.
Right.
I mean, okay, so I guess my God is awesome.
He is awesome.
Right? And so my faith's got to obey me.
That's right.
And all I got to do is say. And all I got to do is say. And all I got to do is say. And then once I see it, I'll say it, and I'll say it, and then I'll see it. See?
Yeah.
So guess what? I'm going to picture it. I'm going to drop it in my heart and believe it because the Word says it. And then off and running we go.
That's right.
And then we just don't stop saying it until we
see it.
But we continually praise God for it before we even see it.
The
reason we praise God for it is because we've already pictured it here, see?
Amen.
Right, amen?
Yeah.
This is so simple stuff. I love
it.
But it's so important, see?
So right.
It is so important for us. That we have to understand that our faith can obey us for the good, and our faith can obey us for the not so good. And we don't want that. What we say with our mouth and what believe in our heart will come to pass. So remember what we were talking about, guarding our heart, guarding our tongue. Don't say, hey, buddy, you got a couple bucks? Nah, man, I'm broke. Don't say I'm broke. See, don't say I'm broke. You know, we've got to watch what we say. Oh, man, I feel sick. What? I know how you feel.
Yeah.
But don't allow it to come out of here.
Right. No.
That's harsh. I mean, that is really hard not to do.
Yeah.
It is very hard not to do. Why? Well, you're being honest. You're speaking what you feel, what you see. But see, we've got to combat that. To speak the good. When you know that sickness is building up on you, then that's when we cast the enemy down. We rebuke that whatever feeling is, and we call ourselves healed. Why? Because we see the scripture that told us that.
That's right.
Amen. It's like that. So we've got to be careful not to have faith for the wrong things. And the devil, oh my goodness. He likes to put the wrong things in our place and cause us to believe it. Yeah, cause us to believe it. But we have to believe what?
The word
only. Ha, the word only. You guys are good. All right. All right. Now, this one's very key. You ready for this? Your faith cannot obey what it does not hear.
Amen.
Your faith cannot obey what it doesn't hear.
That's right.
Just as that tree could not obey what it didn't hear. What do you mean? I'm going to imagine this really hard now. You're going to have an aneurysm.
Yeah.
Trying to tell that tree by mental telepathy to get up. Right? So let's not do it that way. Let's do it the way Jesus said to do it.
Yeah.
And that's to say. Our faith cannot obey what we do not say. Amen. Well, I like that one better. Our faith cannot obey what we do not say. Or I do like the other one too. If our faith cannot obey what it doesn't hear. But anyway, hey, those are two good ones.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Let's go to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews 10. I'm a little fired up today. I don't... Hebrews 10. Ooh-wee. Getting down. All right. Praise the Lord. All right, Hebrews 10. Let's look at verse 19. Hebrews 10 and verse 19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness. Amen. Say, I have boldness.
I have boldness.
Having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, not by your good works. Not because you didn't sin yesterday.
That's right.
Huh? Not because you feel worthy. No, it's by the what? The blood of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
That's how we enter in boldly. Into the holiest, by the way.
Yeah.
Verse 20. By a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
You can't manipulate God.
Nope.
You can't manipulate God. You can't trick God.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So let's go to God with a true heart, with a pure heart. Amen. You know, a lot of people think that they can manipulate God. That they, oh, God, if you'll do this, then I'll do that. No. You do first. Right? That's how it works with God. That's how it works first. You got to be faithful. Then God will move. But if you're going to sit, you're not moving. He's not moving. He says, having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith.
Amen.
Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, let us hold fast. What? The confession. Let us hold fast the confession of our faith. Hold fast. Don't let go of it.
Amen.
Stand fast.
That's right.
When we hold fast to something, we don't give it up. We don't let it slip. Right?
That's
we don't let anyone take it from us.
Amen.
And the bill collectors will try. Your friends will try. Your family will try. No, we're not going to allow them to take what is ours, rightfully
Amen.
Ours, right? So we'll hold fast the confession of our faith. Now, your New King James says hope. Okay, but that is a confident expectation, not wish. Okay, regular King James says faith. I don't know why they changed that, and it makes me upset. I'm not going to go to the other scripture. But we don't have time. But we don't hope for what we see, see? We have faith. All right. No. I got to stay right where I'm at. All right. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our, I'm using the word faith, without wavering.
Amen.
For he who promised is faithful. Who promised? Our God. How did he promise? He wrote it down. Yeah, he wrote it down. See, that's a promise you can go back to. Hey, you said. Ooh. What? Yeah, God, you said. This is what he wants to hear. He wants to hear you say, Father, you said, and then go to it. That's what he wants to hear. See, when let me tell you something. If I were to corner my dad, when he said, hey, son, I'm going to take you and get you a bike. I'm going to get you a bike. All right? I knew my dad was a man of his word.
Amen.
I know my God is a God of his word.
That's right.
So as I knew with my dad, if he said, son, I'm going to take you and get you a bike, you can pick one out. He didn't have to write it down. But I still knew I could go to my dad and say, hey, dad, you said he's going to take me to get a bike. Can we go today? I know I'm getting a bike. Now I'm trying to work out from you when we can go get it. All right, and that's it. I know it's mine.
Amen.
I already know it's mine. He said. What did he do? He said. Well, see here, my God said that I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Now, Father, you said that Jesus was wounded for my transgressions. And Jesus was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace is upon Jesus, and that with his stripes, Father, I'm healed. So, Father, I thank you that I am healed. I give you the praise and glory for it. And by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. That's simple. And it is settled in my heart. Done. See, because I'm not going to go to God and do that if it's not even settled first. But I know that I have it. Why? Because he said it.
Amen.
I don't feel it, though. Oh, yeah. Oh, listen. The devil is not. Remember, the Bible says he's cunning. The most cunning. Oh, he wants to, you know, your back hurts, does it? No, I'm healed. My back is healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm healed in Jesus' name. I'm healed. Don't, you know.
Yeah.
This is what he does. This is what he does. You know, when you're trying to forgive somebody, the first thing that they do that you're trying to forgive them is they just, you know, get you again. And they on purpose sometimes, you know. You're like, man, I'm just trying to forgive that dude. Now he's getting knocked out. You know, that's how you feel, right? This is the way the devil is. See, this is the way the devil is. When you go to God and you do what you do, you speak the word only and you say, he knows that you believe it. Why? Because you spoke it.
That's right.
See, we don't say what we don't believe.
He wants to hear from it.
And as soon as the devil hears that we believe that we're healed, he's going to try to attack.
Ooh, yeah.
So we've got to have another idea that we've got to cast him off.
Right.
So we're in battle. And you know how many times I've said this. We're always at war with the enemy. That war will never cease until we finally lock him up for good. But until then, we are at war. Each and every one of us.
It's a war.
We are fighting. We're to wage a good warfare. Because he said to fight the good fight. Right? How do we do it? By faith. By faith. The just see shall live by faith. Amen. I got to keep reading. What am I doing? Let us hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering now. For he who promised is faithful. Hallelujah. Now, if he promised, right, then we know the word said he's faithful. Right? So I've got to believe it. All right? So if I believe it, then I know I'm going to say it. I'm going to fight for it. It's mine. Why? Because, see, he said I could have it. The devil doesn't want me to have it. He hates that I have a covenant with God. He hates that my God wants me blessed. He hates that my God wants me healed. He tried to kill Jesus so that I couldn't be saved. Obviously, he just doesn't like us. But see, our God is bigger than he is. Our faith is stronger than he is. Because we speak the word. Jesus consecrated a new and living way. We are not sick trying to get healed. We are healed and the devil's trying to make us sick. See, we're not poor trying to get rich. Jesus already became poor so that we could be rich. The devil's just trying to keep us broke. All right, so we've got to know this stuff. Not here now. It's got to be in here. Amen. But we got to be able to see it.
That's right.
The only way you can see it and picture it is if you read it.
Read it.
And you read it. I know that scripture by heart. Open it up and read it. Get another version out. Because mine says hope and I like the one that says faith. Get another version out. Check out the message. Check out the Amplified. Look at them. Compare the difference between the scriptures and say, wow, that one's expounding. Why? Why do we do this? So I can even picture it bigger. So that not only, I mean, now it's alive in me. I can see it. I know. Whoa, there it is. It dropped into my heart. I believe it. I believe it. And now it's over with. Now I'm just going to say it until I see it. Done deal. Amen. Piece of cake. And have some too. Amen. Our heart must be in full assurance of faith. Full assurance. I am fully assured that what I say with my mouth and believe with my heart will come to pass. Amen. Hold fast, stand fast, be immovable off of your confession. Don't let him trick you into saying you're broke when you're confessing that you're blessed. That's what he'll try to do. He'll try to, oh man, I wish I had more money. Oh, I don't have enough money for this bill. Oh, wait a minute. It just went down. That's what happens. I don't have enough money for, I just blew my confession. So now I got to go right back to it. This is a fight now.
Yes.
I got to go right back at it. I cast that thing that I just said down to the ground. Curse it. Be done. Now, Father, I thank you that Jesus became poor so that I, through his poverty, might be made rich. I thank you, Father, that you supply all of my needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I mean, we can go on and on, right? We've got to know it. And so I thank you, Father, that all my bills are paid in full.
In full.
And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Now, I got rid of what I said that I didn't have enough money because I cast that off, and then I went back to the Father, and I reiterated my confession.
Amen.
And now I'm fully assured that not only did he hear me, but I have the petition that I've asked of him.
Right.
Stay planted in your confident expectation.
Amen.
Stay planted. The promise God has given to you will come if you don't waver.
Right.
We can't go back and forth. We can't do that. The Bible says, I don't have time. We're going to go there. We got time. Go to James chapter 1. Go to James chapter 1. We can't waver, right? We cannot waver. Know that our God is faithful. He is faithful. So James chapter 1 verse 2 says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience or endurance. Amen. But let patience have its perfect work. Be patient.
Yes.
Be patient. God will. But let patience have its perfect work, her perfect work. I like that even better. That ye may be perfect and complete, lacking
nothing.
No, I like to do it this way. Lacking no thing.
That's right.
Lacking nothing. Lacking no thing. Lacking no thing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him.
Right.
But let him ask
in faith.
In what? Let him ask in faith. In faith. Nothing, right? Let him ask in faith with no wavering, with no doubting.
Yeah.
For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. Let not that man suppose, let not that woman suppose that they will receive anything from the Lord. For they are a double-minded and unstable in all their ways. We can't waver. If we waver in one area, God calls us unstable in all of our ways. If we waver, we can't waver. If we waver, we can't expect to receive.
Amen.
If we waver, we get nada. We get no thing. You see, God wants us to lack no thing.
That's right.
We are not to lack nothing.
That's right.
We're to be above and not beneath, see? We're the head and not the tail. We're the above and not beneath. We have the name above every name.
Yes.
We have the authority in this earth to dominate by that name. We can go on for days in this stuff. I mean, this is one of my favorite preaching subjects right here in the world. Know that the testing of your faith, remember we have to have patience, that testing of your faith will produce endurance if we don't waver. We must stand fast. Stand fast in your confession.
Amen.
Stand fast in your confession. Don't waver off of your confession. Don't change your confession.
Okay.
Say what you believe. You can change the scriptures.
Amen.
I think I'll use this one for a little while. See, here's what I do. I go to the Father. I say, Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that what you said here in Isaiah 53:5. I'm going to use that one, right? And I thank you for what you said, Father. And you quote that scripture. And then guess what? And so, Father, I thank you that I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. That does never change what I said to the Father. I thank you that I am healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Why? Because your word says so. That between him and I will never change.
That's right.
It's always going to be the same confession. I'm healed by what? By the stripes of Jesus Christ.
Right.
I believe it because he said it in the word. But the scriptures I may use may change. Isaiah 53:5, right? Matthew 8:17. Yes, that one. And 1 Peter 2:24, you know. I mean, I'm going to go through. I might even do this. I might even go to a story that I saw Jesus heal on somebody that might have something to do with my situation. I'm going to say, thank you, Lord. I see how you went and you took care of this. And you spit in the water and threw some mud on the guy's eyes, you know, and whatever. I mean, maybe you're having eye vision problems, right? And you did this for him. So I thank you that you do the same thing for me. Go ahead and spit on me, God. You know, I'll take it. Throw some mud in my eye, God, you know, and he'll do. Why? Because, see, I pictured it here.
Yeah.
And I can see it. And so now I'm saying it.
Amen.
Why? Because why am I saying it? Because I believe it.
That's right. And it will.
Therefore, I'll receive it.
Right.
Stand to your feet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh,
praise God. Hallelujah. Woo. Man, that was a good one.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Ooh, our God is able. Our God is able. And he will. Father, I thank you and I praise you.
Hallelujah.
That you have promised and therefore you are faithful.
Hallelujah.
I thank you that according to your word, Father, this body of Faith Christian Center is blessed in Jesus' name. I thank you that we have more than enough in Jesus' name to meet every need without exhausting our supply. I thank you, Father God, that Jesus, through his poverty, or Jesus became poor so that we, through his poverty, might be made rich. So I thank you that this body of Faith Christian Center is rich in Jesus' name. I give you the glory for it, Father. I thank you that every need is met, every bill is paid, and paid in full in Jesus' name. And that, Father, we have more than enough left over to meet every need without ever exhausting the supply. Thank you for it, Father. Father, as we go this week, I pray blessings upon us. I thank you that your angels are in charge over us all to guard and keep us in all of our ways. That, Father, in our pathway, there is life and blessing. And we thank you for it. If you receive it, say amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a blessed week. Thank you, Lord.